This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. At the time of Jesus, the religious leaders had developed a system of rules and laws that they promoted as a means of serving God and attaining righteousness. Jesus rejected their system, claiming in Matthew 15:8-9 that this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. They had elevated their rules to the point where they superseded God's law. They spoke of righteousness and purity and holiness and of serving God, but their words were empty because their hearts were not really toward worshiping God. Their whole system of law caused them to place trust in themselves and not God for salvation. Their righteousness was not based in faith in the work of God, but in their own work. Their strict adherence to the traditions of the elders caused them to be self-righteous. They assumed that their good works, done externally without the necessity of being heartfelt and done as fulfilling an obligation, not out of love, would guarantee acceptance with God. One of the purposes of the law of God was to show man that he is sinful and that he cannot be acceptable to God based on his own fulfilling of the law, because he is incapable of fulfilling it. The commandments of men, taught and adhered to by the religious leaders, caused men to trust in themselves that they could be acceptable to God based on their own works. Well, to find out more about this topic of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.